All right. So as we mentioned in our introduction this morning, regular listeners to the program over the years have heard us talking to folks representing Energize Connecticut, and in recent years about all of the excitement and opportunities around their Green Step program. And we're back today to talk about it with Ricardo Jordan. He's a manager of energy efficiency for Eversource, but we're more excited that we can also bring in a former Green Step program participant. Douglas Jeffrey is on the line with us as well. So let's go to you, Ricky. Thanks for joining us and great to talk to you. Give us a little bit of the necessary background on this Green Step program for folks who may not remember from prior conversations with your colleagues.
Sure thing, and thanks, John, for having us. So the Green Sustainability Technical Education Program, or Green Step, as it's more commonly known, it's a program that's been around since 2015. And what it is, it's a program that's sponsored and offered by the Energize Connecticut sponsors, which includes Eversource, where I'm from, and our counterparts Avangrid and their subsidiaries United Illuminating, Southern Connecticut Gas, and Connecticut Natural Gas. It's a green workforce development program, and it was originally designed to prepare students for jobs in the green building industry by offering very specific and tailored industry trainings and certifications to help prep these students for work in the green building trades. And it also is designed to offset the costs of obtaining those trainings and certifications, which normally you would have to incur on your own. And this program, which initially was focused on just supplementing existing high school curriculum throughout the technical high schools in Connecticut, has advanced over the years, and now we offer very specialized training workshops that not only increase students' awareness of what's going on in sustainability and energy efficiency and the green building trade, but it's also getting students aware for life after school and, you know, for the work that's to come. And, you know, in my world, in energy, which we talk about more now than we ever have, you know, we have such a growing workforce, especially in Connecticut, with our clean energy economy. I think, you know, in recent years, we're supporting nearly 46,000 jobs in the clean energy sector alone in Connecticut. And to continue to expand upon those needs, what we need are programs like Green Step to help match the needs of that growing workforce, to provide the skills and the training that's necessary to continue to grow that workforce. And it's great that we can offer programs like Green Step. We can accommodate as many students as possible, after school, summer programs. You know, we work with traditional high schools as well as the students in technical high schools. And we try to make sure we get these programs available to as many students as we can.
So we're hitting the 10-year mark on this program. Have you been affiliated with it for some or most of those 10 years?
I have. You know, I've been privileged enough to have been with Eversource since 2015, since the inception, and more involved in the last 3 or 4 years more recently. But I've really seen the evolution of the program in terms of the different trainings that we're bringing in, the instructors that we're coordinating with in the Northeast region to come in and provide these unique trainings to the students. And we're seeing the student population grow year after year.
And are your feelings based on the kind of tracking that I know that Energize Connecticut does, that a good number or a substantial number, I guess I should say, of the folks who come out of this Green Step initiative either have stuck with it within jobs they gained or were placed in upon leaving the program, or are working in some other realm of the green energy industry?
Well, that is the hope. I mean, we try to track as much as we can. We love data. I love data. you know, to date, throughout the entirety of the program, we've actually issued more than 12,600 certifications. Yeah, that's just astounding. And when you look at the kind of certifications that we offer, such as the Building Performance Institute certifications, you know, healthy housing principles, building analyst training, building science principles. I mean, the trainings go on and on, certifications that we have. Just amazing that we can offer something like this at the high school level. And getting these young professionals ready for that workforce, and we're seeing the workforce grow year after year. So the numbers are matching the story.
That's great. Well, Energize Connecticut's been a regular resource here on For the People, and your representatives have talked about how Energize Connecticut is responsible for implementing residential and business energy saving and efficiency programs. How does Green Step fit into that mix of support services to help us all save more energy, more money, and make Connecticut a more environmentally friendly place to be?
So one of the great things about the Energize Connecticut portfolio is we have programs for businesses of all sizes, for homes, medium and small customers. But more importantly, you know, we're responsible for some offerings tailored to the small business market. We also have programs that are tailored for single-family residential homes. We call that our Home Energy Solutions Program. And we have other energy efficiency programs also. But the thing is, you know, to successfully implement these programs, you know, from the utility side, promoting the programs is one thing and having that inherent knowledge, but we need the workforce. More importantly, we need to make sure the workforce has the right skills, that they're knowledgeable, they know what they can do, so that our customers in Connecticut can trust that these programs are backed and supported by the right workforce that can get the job done. And just, you know, last year alone, I know I was throwing some numbers out there, but we supported over 46,000 jobs in clean energy just in Connecticut. And, you know, making sure that we have those skilled professionals to continue to grow that workforce is very important, because our programs here continue to be successful year after year. Our customers continue to see the benefits, and it's the workforce that we owe a debt of gratitude for making sure those programs are successful. I mean, with programs like these, we're able to support our young people, our young professionals, and make sure they're equipped with all the tools that they need to not just be successful now, but to be successful and have a career in clean energy, sustainability, and energy efficiency.
Mm. And I think it's important to state here a little bit off the guidelines that this is a program that really stays at or ahead of trends in the product lines and services and applications that Green Step certified individuals are utilizing every day. Now, I know you said in the 10 years that this program's around, you've been on the periphery for a number of them, but even in the past few years where you've been integrated into the program much more tightly, I'm sure you have seen how the program has morphed and changed and improved to address new trends, new technologies, new practices as they're happening.
Absolutely. You know, in recent years, you know, when we're thinking about, you know, decarbonizing and lowering our carbon footprint, newer technologies such as heat pumps, especially for our residential customers, has been huge. And, you know, we've got students, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-olds taking apart heat pumps and putting them back together, understanding the thermodynamics that's involved, the refrigeration cycles, the heat transfer, everything involved in these mechanical equipments. And it's just amazing that they're able to comprehend and learn this at such a young age. And that's going to set them up for a future in the trades. If they want to consider, you know, working for other organizations that support our programs right now. You know, we recently had a career fair where we had some of those companies come down and speak to these graduates, you know, about a future in the trades, and just amazing, you know, how we're able to make sure we match those trends that you spoke of with the curriculum, you know, because energy efficiency has, you know, it's been a concept that's been around for a very long time, but over time, the technology keeps advancing, and we make sure that the curriculum and the different educational trainings that we have matches those trends. And it's just amazing to see what we've done in recent years.
Yeah. And you mentioned the four certifications from the Building Performance Institute that the students can earn. But kind of keeping in line with the last question and answer, there's constant introduction of new information to a number of workshops and kind of continuing education trainings. Can we just run down that list before we bring Douglas into the conversation?
No problem. Yeah, we've got, you know, beyond the certifications that I spoke of before, you know, one of the great things about GreenStep is that we also offer specialized workshops and other trainings for specific technical trades. Some of those include an introduction to energy and sustainability, which is, you know, more of a global concept. We have introduction to solar, because we have our customers also thinking about a renewable path. But what we do is we make sure that our customers understand that energy efficiency is something you want to tackle first. And then you could look at a concept like solar. And, you know, these are young professionals, and we also want to make sure that they're ready to enter the workforce and build careers. So we have workshops on resume building and interviewing skills. But back to the energy and green building trades, we have technical trades in duct blasting. We have trainings on how to use a blower door, weatherization, which is a very important measure with our homes and residents. Insulation and air sealing training, and also introductions to both heat pumps and geothermal technology, as well as energy efficient lighting and building codes, which centers around, you know, when you're going to construct a new property, there are certain energy efficiency building codes that you want to have in place. Design, if you can design from the ground up, be as efficient as you can. And then with lighting, we all need lighting wherever we go, and energy efficiency and lighting is still very paramount in this field.
Saving homeowners, consumers, and municipalities and businesses, you know, tens of millions of dollars just by switching to the most efficient lighting is just scratching the surface in terms of the kind of economic benefits that these programs bring. But right now, I want to bring Douglas Joffrey into the conversation. Douglas, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your story and how you came to learn about and participate in the Summer GreenStep program.
Yeah, so I was a part of the first group of students to go through the Summer GreenStep program back in 2023. I heard about it through my high school carpentry teacher since I was in a technical high school. And since college costs were so expensive, I decided to give it a try, and I'm so glad I did. I participated in the Green Building and New Construction course to get my LEED GA, and I learned a lot during those weeks that wasn't covered at my trade. As a result, I received a scholarship to Tunksis Community College for Energy Management, where I'm currently enrolled.
I always like to put a plug in for our technical high school system. Which one did you go to?
I went to Wilcox Tech.
Excellent. Great. So now that you're looking back over these years since you got out of the program, what would you say are a couple of the biggest benefits that you are enjoying from being a graduate of GreenStep?
I mean, the fact of getting paid while learning, I think the biggest benefit to the students are that it gives them the time to plan out their futures and really decide which step they want to take next. And it gives them the real world experience and readiness. During these summer sessions, students get to interact with industry professionals and see how these technologies and principles are applied in the real world situations. And this experience, combined with our classroom coursework, really helps everyone.
So tell me about the work you're doing today.
So, right now I'm with Earth Forward group, teaching with the Green Step program as a associate teacher. And I'm also doing that while Dr. Thompson's.
Okay. And you not only have been able to share your experience and inspire other people into this industry, but it looks like you've had a lot of opportunity to network and interact with other folks at things like conferences.
Yeah. Yes. I was able to attend Green Building and Energy Management conferences to learn about the new building techniques and technologies. And additionally, in the fall, I'll start class at Sacred Heart University, where I hope to combine my interest in energy management and marine biology.
Hmm. What's your hope to eventually end up doing with that combined with those combined fields of study?
I can't tell you yet. I am still looking into how to combine them, but it's going to be big.
Well, I knowing the little that I do about some certain marine biology pursuits, they're also interested in devoting the most resources to getting the best results, and that means kind of siphoning off budgetary revenue that might otherwise go to paying for energy costs. So I'm sure somebody with your background and passion is going to make a big difference no matter where you go. But as a Green Step instructor, do you know how many students have participated in the program? And since you've been involved, have you seen great interest in it?
So today we've had a total of 12,600 students participate in the Green Step programming and receive certifications. These numbers include student participants in the in-school, after-school, and summer program options. Also, our participating schools, including technical and traditional high schools, have increased from 24 to 39 schools. The interest is definitely there, and we look forward to helping these students achieve their career aspirations.
So this was your third summer energy training program. How did it go?
It went great. We held our career expo earlier this week and the award ceremony. But this semester, if you will, was awesome. Like the previous year, students had three different curriculum tracks they could select from. The first was weatherization and existing building upgrades. The second was decarbonization and efficient building systems. And the third was Green Building and New Construction, which, as I mentioned earlier, is the one I participated in. In addition to those courses, all the students went through what we call a work-ready training. This coursework focused on OSHA 10 training, heat pumps and geothermal, and resume and interview training.
Very good. Ricky, in the last couple minutes that we have with you, I understand that these students get paid to be part of the training opportunity. Could you talk just a little bit about that? And because typically people pay to receive this type of expert training.
Yes, and we understand, you know, summertime is a time when most students are working. I recall myself being in high school and working over the summer. So we wanted to give, you know, students the opportunity to fully focus on their coursework. You know, students were able to earn $15 an hour for every hour of training, including any hour of testing that they participated in during the program year. And they also had an opportunity to earn a bonus for every one of the exams that they passed for the different certifications.
And for those who are listening to our conversation this morning and wanting to get involved, or if there's a educational representative from a school or a district that might want to think about introducing this curriculum into their system, can you just let folks know where to go to get more information or register?
Sure, yeah. For anyone that's listening that wants to learn more about dates and times of upcoming sessions, or want to discuss more broadly the kind of curriculum that we're offering. I recommend listeners to visit energizect.com and search for Green Step, and you'll be able to find out more about what we have going on.
Fantastic. Really appreciate your time, guys, this morning. Ricardo Jordan is manager for the Energy Efficiency Initiative at Eversource. And our special guest, Douglas Joffrey, is a former Green Step participant, now an instructor, and working on figuring out how he's going to apply the education he's both gotten and imparted on so many others with a possible career in marine biology. Douglas, I wish you great luck in that, and I hope that we get to talk again so we could find out how you ended up combining those two fields into something that I'm sure is going to be both innovative and very successful. Thank you both for being on the show this morning.